Hello, Audio Boo. Hope that you are all well. It's Sunday, the 9th of November, 2014. Just after 12:30. Darren and I are going to Darren's mum and dad's for dinner. He's going to pick us up between 2 and 3. Looks like he's making lasagna, and Darren will get his garlic bread. Darren has set me a little challenge, which I doubt I will be able to fulfil, but I might even exceed that if I put my mind to it. This is my 718th boo. And he has said that he wonders whether I can do 1,000 boos by Christmas Day. Well, considering we're going away, that may not be a very difficult task, actually, as I thought it might be. Oh, this bloody washing machine's hot. Darren's put it on to wash itself on 90 degrees, and when you stand near it, you get this horrid heat coming off of it.
Yeah, I'll boil wash it.
I know how you do that.
When it gets rid of excess soap suds.
Yes, so you say. So, I'm just filling the kettle for a drink before I go and get myself sorted. I have another drink. What do I want? I forgot to buy some...
3-in-1 coffee.
I have to drink the Nescafe ones, which are okay, but I do prefer the Maxwell House ones.
Oh, I have one. Tassimo.
I'll be quiet about a bloody Tassimo. Whoever has a Tassimo and has talked him into wanting one, I'm going to come after you and I'm going to shoot you. What on earth are these in this cupboard? These are nearly gone anyway. These ones, we've got other two for tomorrow. That's handy. Because for some strange reason, Dan and I always have a coffee before I leave on a Monday. Hello, Zara, what do you want?
I don't really know
what
started that.
I don't know. Anyway, we always have a coffee after our lunch, before I leave. What on earth is that?
What?
Was that you banging or was it them upstairs?
Me.
Don't you lie.
I'm not.
Who was it then?
I don't know. Nescafe coffees, which
They're not awful. They're just not as. I don't know. I don't know.
That's the preference.
Well, I know. It's preference. Personal preference. They are. They could be made a bit better than they are, actually, considering they're made by Nestle. I have to say that. Because when you put...
I tell you what, though, I love the smell of coffee.
Yeah, you won't like this, though, really, because it's not... Well, it does smell of coffee. The annoying thing is that when you put the... Nescafe 3-in-1 coffees in the cups, you smell them quite well. But when you actually pour them and then end up trying to drink them, they're not. I don't know.
Right, I'm off.
Where are you off?
Eh?
Where are you off?
Yeah.
Where are you off to?
Where are you off?
Oh. Alright.
Get washed, dressed, and a dump. That's how I don't need a dump.
Well, don't forget, I. Put some stuff down the loo so you'll have to flush it.
I'm a cleaner.
Darren?
Yes?
This dishwasher is not clean and you just made me use the cups.
It is cleaner.
It's not.
So I put it on last night.
What? That teaspoon's dirty in there.
I know the teaspoon in there is dirty. I put it in there because I took the old ones out.
You never told me that, did you?
Oh, whoops, I forgot, sorry.
Because when somebody tells you the dishwasher is clean, you assume everything in it is clean. For God's sake. Good job I didn't use it. I felt the teaspoon and it was all sticky and I thought, oh no, that's not clean. Bloody hell, man. Fortunately the cups are, but oh. I'm a bit of a clean freak, I'm sorry to say. I like things to be clean. Darren messing up. I can hear banging again. Well, it's a spoon of the dirt you're putting in the dish. Oh, shit. Bloody washing machine makes funny noises. Yeah, it's just been fixed, supposedly. I don't hate the Nescafe coffees, I just wish they tasted a bit nicer. I don't mean they're awful, I just think that they could be just a little bit stronger. I think the Maxwell House are nice, but the Nescafe seems to be... Oopsie-daisy, if I can find the proxy. Oh no, what is that? Something on the floor. Paper on the floor. What? Or is it a leaf? Oh no, it's a bit of Barocca paper. It smells like Barocca. Let's put it in a minute. Right, where's my coffee? Where's my coffee? Oops, I nearly knocked over the mince pies I got from Greg's yesterday. Greg's mince pies, I didn't have any because I'm trying to watch my weight, and also I just didn't fancy one. I might have one today, don't know. Greg's mince pies, Darren had a couple whilst we were there yesterday,
and said he really liked them and they were quite well filled.
They're better than Mark's ones.
And he reckons, and that's saying something from him, he said that they are better than the Marx's ones. And Greg's were doing six mince pies you could buy for £1.50. So, yeah, I'm not overly sure, what they are to buy individually, which you wouldn't anyway. But so I brought two packs of six, and I then thought, oh, £3. And they had an offer on yesterday, so two packs were for £2.50, so you've saved 50p. So I was like, oh, okay, that's a result. So I managed to get two boxes, or two packs, actually. They're not quite boxes. Two packs of Greg's mince pies. They don't look unreasonable. I don't know if they are or they're not, really. I just assume they're okay. Darren said they're okay. So, yeah. So that's that, really. I'm on a mission to lose weight, so I don't think I'll be having any mince pies. And Darren, you did not scare me, you just sounded like a prat on audio, but... Go and turn the tap off, you're going to have a flood. How could you keep an eye on it when you're here? Yeah, right. He's such a bugger. He comes out with some crap on my audio booze and I could slap him sometimes. Because, I know they're not professional recordings, but I do like my booze to be, just proper sophisticated booze, because I'm a proper sophisticated person. Aren't I? Say yes. Say yes.
To what?
No. Just say yes.
To what?
Well, it doesn't matter to what. Just say yes. No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No.
No, then.
I said I like my booze to be proper sophisticated because I am a proper sophisticated person.
Yes, you do.
Well... The answer was meant to be, yes, I am a proper sophisticated person.
Yes.
Oh, there you go, see? God. Men. Got some washing in the dryer. And Darren's talking to Zara when she's in here somewhere. Ziggle!
What?
Ziggle! Jerry! Hello! What are you doing, Joey? Ah, Java! Come. What? But she was a baby back then. Weren't you? You were a baby back then. When I first got Zara and came up here with her, Dan decided to mess about in the bathroom and he started barking and started tapping. So she thought there was another dog around and she went running around looking for it. And it had a little bark at it, didn't you? Yes. You and Eden used to bark quite a bit. Mind you did probably more than he did, because obviously I don't live in a flat. So she wasn't used to the noises you get, sort of, that you hear in a flat. Darren lives in a ground floor flat, and there were obviously people upstairs. And it's a communal... garden, which they have to walk past our door to get to theirs. It's been sectioned off, so, and Darren has the majority of the garden, which is a strange setup, but the ground floor flat has the most of the garden and it's more like Darren's garden. But anyway, so they have to walk past it, and whenever they used to, Zara used to run to the front door going rah, 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 thinking it was someone trying to get in. She's better with it now than she was. I don't encourage her to bark, although I do feel safer with her barking when somebody knocks at the door, because if I'm on my own and it is somebody up to no good, then they hopefully will think twice about it. She certainly doesn't look scary, I've been told, because she's a almost pure white Labrador of a cross with very sweet-looking face and eyes. But if it deters people from the outside, is that such a bad thing? I mean, you know, people are up to no good quite often, so... I mean, she would never bite anyone. Well, I'll say never. I would never like to put her to the test because I know what would happen. Obviously, she would end up getting destroyed, which would be awful. So, yeah, I mean, she's a very, very placid dog. She loves other dogs. She's a very fun-loving dog. And I love her so much. She's really changed my life. Both my dogs have changed my life. They have given me lots of independence and freedom that I could never imagine as a totally blind person. I feel much better and more confident about going out on my own, and I can walk same as everybody else and follow them. And okay, yeah, you can follow with a cane, but it's not as easy because you can't walk at the same speed as everyone else when you're using a cane, because you find everything that you bump into, well, or your cane bumps into, and you have to try and negotiate your way. I think both methods of mobility are good, and people have their personal preference as to what they use. I personally would never like to go back to using a cane because I feel much better with working a guide dog. That's not to say I can't use my cane, it's just saying that I don't like to. I'm not looking forward to having to use my cane when we go to America, because it'll be in a place I don't know. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes you have to. And I've learned my lesson. When I first had my first guide dog, Honey, I didn't used to use my cane that much. And although I never, ever forgot how to use a cane, I did lose a lot of confidence using my cane, and I used to be a bit worried about it. So when it came up to Honey's retirement, I actually had mobility training from guide dogs to help me get more confidence using my cane. And I have to say, the woman who came out to do the training with me, she was really, really good.
Was
it
Joe?
What?
Were you talking about Zuggles or Joe?
Training. No, I wasn't talking about dogs. I was talking about my cane trainer. See, this is what happens when people don't listen to what you say.
No, I thought you were talking about dog training.
No, I was talking about training with... When Honey retired and I...
Jane.
Yeah. I mean, Jane Fogden for... Oh, dear. Probably shouldn't have said her name on audio, boo, but never mind. She was great. She gave me a lot of confidence and... She didn't make me feel like I was being stupid for feeling apprehensive about using my cane. Unfortunately, I was not able to keep Honey, and she had to be retired, and she had to be found a home by guide dogs, and she went to live with a lovely couple called Dorothy and Stuart Lynch, who kept in contact with me, and I knew how she was at all times, and I know she had a wonderful retirement and had a great life with them and their pet Labrador Jet, who she became very, very close to. But it was an awful situation having to retire my first guide dog, and I actually didn't feel or know if I really wanted another guide dog, because the having to retire her and not be able to keep her was a really, really difficult situation. But it was only through having no dog for some time and having to use my cane that I thought to myself, hold on a minute, I love dogs, first of all, hence why I found it so difficult to retire Honey. And then I thought, the mobility and freedom of having a dog was too important not to have. So I went back on the guide dogs waiting list within 6 months of her retirement and got Zara. Waited a while for her. I went on the list. Well, it's funny because I was meant to have been on the list since the end of January 2008, but my reassessment didn't happen through no fault of my own until around mid-February. So I think, realistically, I may have been put on there since sort of mid-February, I don't know. And I got Zara, I trained with Zara on the 1st of December 2008. And I always called her my early Christmas present. I remember meeting her at work on the 3rd of November 2008. And because I'm working, I asked guide dogs to give me at least a month's notice to make sure that I could arrange the time I needed off of work and that sort of thing. And it was the longest month ever. And I really, really hated not being able to have her once I met her. As soon as I met her, I thought she was lovely. I really, really did. And I referred to her as Zara number two because a friend of mine had a dog called Zara, who's sadly no longer with us. But having a guide dog really has changed my life. But now, I've learnt my lesson and I do use my cane. I do keep up my cane skills because I am planning to keep Zara when she retires and have another guide dog. So there will be times when I will have to walk Zara on her lead and use my cane. And obviously, I don't know under what conditions she will retire. I mean, she may have to retire whilst I'm waiting for another dog. So, therefore, I won't become a prisoner in my own home. And I will have to use my cane. It must be awful not to be able to go out because of feeling like you don't have any confidence to go out. I felt a bit like that when Honey retired and I really didn't want to go out. But then I was forced to because of work, and then obviously I was coming up here. And looking back, I'm thankful for that. Because if I didn't have a reason, I probably could have easily said, no, I can't be bothered. And that really would have been a sad situation. Anyway, I'm starting to talk crap now, so I'm going to upload this boo and I will speak to you all again soon with my 719th boo. I don't know if I can keep track of these now, but hey ho. Anyway, I will go for now and hope to God that this stupid audio boom lets me upload this now. Take care all. Bye bye. 35 minutes. Pause recording.